The 28-year-old man in Kentucky broke into a store Thursday night wearing a homemade mask that he made out of white sheet, took guns, cigarettes. Police linked him to the burglary, questioned him, and then he let them look through his phone. That's where they found the selfie that he had taken before the robbery wearing his nice homemade mask.
Just couldn't resist the selfie.
And are you sure you can look through my phone? Darn, I forgot about that selfie. He has been arrested.
Hot new diet trend on the rise. It says that you can lose weight just by tapping on your body. When you want to eat junk food, you figure out what's bothering you emotionally. Repeat that it's going to be okay and tap 9 different acupuncture pressure points, which include the fleshy part on the side of your hand below the pinky, your eyebrow, next to your eye socket, under your eye, under your nose, your chin, your collarbone, under your arm, just below the armpit, and on the crown of your head. If you tap each point 7 times while you tell yourself things are going to be okay, apparently it kills any cravings for junk food. Sounds ridiculous, but in a clinical study, 89 women tried it and lost an average of 16 pounds in 8 weeks, and they all also kept the weight off 6 months later.
Couple random facts for you this morning. There are at least twice as many kangaroos in Australia as people. But 50 million kangaroos, there's only 22.7 million people in Australia. And the Guinness Book of World Records holds a world record. It's the best-selling copyrighted book of all time, even ahead of Webster's Dictionary.
Top 5 movies at the box office this past weekend. The Amazing Spider-Man has been knocked to second place in just its second week. Top 5, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, brought in another $5.6 million. Heaven is for Real at number 4 with $7 million. The Other Woman, $9.3 million to come in at number 3. Amazing Spider-Man 2, $37.2 million, although it is up to $148 million in its second week. But your new number 1 movie at the box office, and Neighbors with Zac Efron and Seth Rogen, brought in $51.1 million this past weekend.
There's a man in Oregon who just lost a custody battle after arguing in court. I don't know how he lost the custody battle, but he'd argued in court that bringing home hookers does not have a negative effect on his children.
Sorry. Some people just shouldn't be parents.
Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.